and the meaning.
这个主人代表神。
So the master represents God.
啊，这个仆人呢，可以代表耶稣，代表先知。还是神的功能。
So, and the servants can represent Lord Jesus, it can represent prophets or the workers of God.
那三组这个客人呢，代表神，三种不同的选，就是说神的选民啊。
And these, the three groups of people can represent the chosen people of God.
那么这三组客人呢，都被邀请到这个大宴席。
And these three groups of people were all invited to the great banquet.
那其实本来这故事啊，是邀请那个第一组客人的。
And originally the invitation was only open to the first group.
可是因为第一组客人找借口，所以这个宴席呢就被临到这第二组客人和第三组客人。
And because the first group gave excuses and could not come, therefore the invitation was open to the second group and the third group.
那这个第一组的这个大宴席代表什么呢
？So what does this great dinner represent?
Feast.
Feast.
我们看这个以赛亚书二十五章的第六节。我们放个书签在路加福音十四章，我们会再翻回来。
Let's put a bookmark here and let's turn to Isaiah.
以赛书二十五章第六节。
Isaiah chapter 25 verse 6.
以赛亚书二十五章第六节。
Isaiah chapter 25 verse 6.
二十五章第六节。
Verse 6.
在这山上，万军之神必为万民用肥甘摆设宴席。用陈酒和满髓的肥甘，并澄清的陈酒啊，摆设宴席啊，在这里提到说，在这个山上呢，神会摆设丰盛的宴席给人们。
Here, this verse tells us that on this mountain, the Lord will hold a feast for people.
在圣经里面，这个山啊，代表的一个国度，那是既然是神的山，就是神的国度。
So this mountain often represents a kingdom in the Bible. And since this mountain is of God, then this is the kingdom of God.
今天神的国度就是教会。
So today the kingdom of God is the church.
那神呢，会在这里摆设丰盛宴席。
So here God will present a feast of rich food.
就是神的话语，还有神的灵的浇灌。
Which is the words of God and also the spirit of God.
这是第一个层面的意思。
This is the first level of meaning.
那第二层面，我们来看这个。以赛亚书五十五章的一到三节。
The second level can be found in Isaiah chapter 55 verses 1-3.
当然，这个神的山就像这个不只是安息日聚会啊，也是指的联会。
So the mountain of God does not just represent a Sabbath service, but it can also represent spiritual convocation.
可是这个安息日聚会还有联会啊，只是一个礼拜一次，还有两年一次。
But
一年两次。
The Sabbath is only once a week, and the spiritual convocation is only twice a year.
那我们看五十五章的第一节。
So let's look at chapter 55, verse 1.
你们一切干渴的，就当就近水来；没有银钱的也可以来。你们都来买了吃，不用银钱，不用价值，也不用价值，也不用。也来买酒和奶。第二节，
Verse two.
你们为何花钱买那不足为食物的，用劳碌得来的，买那不使人饱足的呢？你们要留意听我的话，就能吃那美物，得享肥甘，心中喜乐。第三节，
Verse three.
你们当就近我来，侍耳而听，就必得活。我必与你们立永约，就是。应许大卫的那可靠的恩典，在这里提到说，任何人呢，不要花任何的钱，可以来享受这个大宴席。
So here it tells us that anyone without any money or price can enjoy this great feast.
那这里没有提到神的山上。
So here it does not mention the mountain of God.
这可以告诉我们说，在日常生活当中啊，只要我们祷告、读圣经啊，还是听这个光碟片啊，这个就是属灵的宴席了。
And this tells us that any time, any day, if we pray, read the Bible, or listen to sermon CDs, then we are feasting with God.
从这个灵修上，我们可以得到满足。
And spiritually, we can be satisfied.
我们不要花任何的钱。
We do not need to spend any money.
好，那么这个是第二层的邀请。
This is the
这个大宴席的意思。
This is the second level of interpretation regarding the great feast.
第三呢，这个大宴席代表着。我们看启示录十九章的第九节。
And lastly, the third level, we can look in Revelation chapter 19.
啊，十九章第九节。
Verse 9.
启示录十九章第九节。
Revelation chapter 19, verse 9.
啊，天使吩咐我说，你要写上，凡被请悦羔羊之婚宴的有福了。又对我说，啊，这是神真实的话。
Verse 9, an angel said to me, write this, blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, these are the true words of God.
啊，在这里告诉我们说，以后未来呢，有一个这羔羊的宴席啊。
So here it says that later there will be a supper of the Lamb.
啊，这是指的得救永生。
And this is referring to salvation and eternal life.
所以神呢，是每一天啊，在邀请我们，不是说每一个礼拜。
So we know that God is inviting us every day, is not just weekly.
啊，如果每一天呢都不能做了，啊，每个礼拜都不能做了，那怎么可能去那永远的宴席呢？
But if we cannot, if we do not go welcome His invitation daily or weekly, how can we expect to Him to invite us later on?
那么第一组这些客人在这路加福音十四章。
And the first group of people in back in Luke chapter 14.
啊，其实是指着在那时代的法利赛人、祭司长，还有文士，懂道理的人呢。
And these are all referring to the Pharisees, the scribes, the chief priests.
因为这个比喻是对他们讲的。
And because this parable was told for them.
其实他们都跟我们一样是神的选民。
Because they, like us, are chosen people of God.
在安息日，他们绝对会来守安息日的。
And on the Sabbath, they will observe the Sabbath.
在这个犹太人季节里面，他们绝对会来守季节的。
And they will observe all the festivals.
那么他们我相信应该日常生活当中应该有些读些圣经吧。
And I believe that in their daily life, they will also read the scripture and pray.
可是主耶稣呢，告诉这个比喻跟他们讲，其实呢，啊，他们就像第一组客人了，很多的理由啊，
but,
借口。
But Lord Jesus said to them that they are still like the first group, that they'll give many excuses.
啊，他们给什么理由呢？
And what kind of excuses do they give?
啊，第一个啊，提到说，在这个十八节，他说他买一块土地，啊，必须去看看。
And the first is in verse 18 that they have bought a piece of land, they have to go out and see it.
其实这个人早就看过了啦。
Because, well, we can say that this person has already seen this land.
请问，如果我们去买块土地，还是买个房子，你会不会先去看？还是你先去买了再去看？
And we can ask ourselves, if we buy a purchase a piece of land, will we not go out to see it first?
那其实这一个人早就看过了，可是他的心啊，就是放不下了，被这个土地啊，把它拉下来。
But we can see that this person probably already seen the land, but his heart is still tied to the land and cannot let go.
这个土地呢，代表着啊，这个金钱上。
And this land can represent wealth today.
我们的财产。
Or our property today.
那其实这些人呢，早就答应主人他们会去参加这大宴席。
And these people already made or promised the master that they will attend the.
因为他们之前有答应这个主人，所以主人才帮他们准备位置啊，位置都准备好了。
Because they previously agreed to go to the feast, therefore their place has already been set.
其实我们每一个人受洗完以后，其实已经答应主耶稣啊，说啊，我要去天国。
And,
我要守安息日，我要每天读圣经祷告。
And today, when we are baptized, we already make an agreement with the Lord that yes, we will go to the Sabbath, we will read the Bible and pray.
Want to go to heaven?
And we want to go to heaven.
可是呢，有时候为了金钱上的事情、产业的事情啊，就没办法了，我不能去了。
But sometimes because of our material wealth or possessions, we say we cannot go.
天国对了，我是有答应要去，可是我现在有些事情比这天国，啊，更重要。
That yes, I have agreed to go to heaven, but there are some things that are more urgent at this moment.
那十九节呢？这个有一个人说啊，我买了五对牛啊，要去试一试。
And then verse 19, another person said that I have bought 5 yoke of oxen. I need to try them out.
这是个借口了。
And this is also an excuse.
其实这个人早就试过了。
And we can say that this person has already tried them out.
请问啊，我们买车子的时候有没有先开一下？
And we can ask ourselves, when we buy a car, do we not test drive it first?
有没有人说我不开我就直接买了？
Do people just buy cars without test driving?
没有吧？
Of course not.
同样的，这个牛呢好不好？不是说 买一对牛，这个是要耕田的，要看看这个牛有没有体力啊。
And this person is buying oxen. He needs to make sure this oxen is suitable for him to for his farm. He needs to look at them first.
那这个五对牛代表着今天我们的事业，今天我们的工作。
These five yoke of oxen can represent our careers today.
啊，有时候我们在生活上也看到啊，我很忙啊，我的工作啊，怎么这样，所以我不能去参加安息聚会。
And today we can also see people make excuses saying that, oh, I'm too busy at work, therefore I cannot come to Sabbath services.
甚至说，哦，我太忙了，工作太忙，我根本没有时间读圣经祷告。
Or they say that I'm too busy at work, I don't have time to read the Bible and pray every day.
那这个二十节呢，又有一个人给一种借口。
Verse 20, there is another excuse.
他说我刚娶了妻子啊，不能去啊。
And they said that I have just been married, therefore I cannot come.
奇怪，这个跟大去参加大宴席有什么关系啊？
And this is strange. What does this have to do with attending the great feast?
今天我们也看到说，这个结婚的人也可以去参加别人的宴席啊。
And we can see today that married couples can attend feasts all the time.
而且更好啊，因为这个参加宴席啊，这夫妻之间呢、啊，感情更好，还跟别人来往。
And this is even better because the husband and wife can go together and they can have a relationship with other people.
那这个结完这个娶了妻子，这代表的是说人际关系啊，还是家庭的问题啊，啊，使他们借用这个理由呢，说不能去守神的道。
And this can represent that today, if we have problems with other people, or relationships with other people, or problems at home, we use this as an excuse not to obey the word of God.
其实啊，这一个人呢、啊，更需要这宴席，因为哦，这宴席啊，使他们夫妻之间呢、啊，使他们家庭里面呢、啊，更加的和睦，更加的。
And actually, it's these type of people that really need to go to the feast because this feast can help them have better relationships.
啊，所以这些人呢，就提，这是我们日常生活当中很多信徒在提的事情。
And these are all things that we hear from our members today.
其实不只是这时候了，以前犹太人那时候也是这样子。
And not just today, but the Jews in the past were also like this.
啊，这是第一组的客人呢、啊，他们这样拒绝啊，所以呢。这个恩典呢，这个宴席的恩典就临到第二组的客人。
And because this first group of people rejected the invitation, therefore this grace fell to the second group.
那从这个第一个客人这里，我们可以先提几件事情来审查看看自己。
And there are also a couple of things we can learn from the first group that we can also reflect upon.
比如说我们可以想一下，我们真的想要去天国吗？
And we can ask ourselves, do we truly want to go to heaven?
啊，最近这个美国政府要这个什么 cut budgets， 就是因为政府没有钱啊，欠债很多啊，所以要什么，他的预算里面要扣很多，就说要省些钱了。
And recently, there are a lot of discussions in the news regarding the government has to cut their budget.
我相信很多人觉得说，的确是要把这个欠债啊降低啊，可是呢。每次在提到说、啊、在哪里省钱啊，每个人都哀叫说，哎、欸，这个钱不能碰啊，我这个钱我需要、啊。那个人说，这个钱不能碰啊，那个钱我需要。
I think everyone agrees that the government should cut its budget, but every time they find somewhere to cut, there are people who say, oh, you cannot cut that.、
啊、同样跟我们在信仰上，对了，我要去天国了，可是呢，要付出代价的时候呢，啊，我不要。
And the same thing for us that we all want to go to heaven, but when it comes to the price, some of us are not willing to let go.
所以有一句话说，每个人就想去天国，可是啊，没有人想要死啊。
And that's why there's a saying that says that everyone wants to go to heaven, but not everyone wants to die.
说不死怎么去天国？
But then if we do not die, how do we go to heaven?
就卡在这里啊。
So this is a dead end.
那同时，所以我们真的去思考一下，我们。真的想要去吗？
So we have to ask ourselves, do we truly want to go?
天国是不是真的对我们来讲最重要的？这是我们的目标。
And is heaven what is most important? Is it our goal?
还是世上的金钱啊、成就啊、这个人际关系啊，还是其他的事情
？Or is it the wealth in the world or relationships with others? Or
在这个路加福音十四章啊，二十。六节以下，二十七节，主耶稣就告诉我们了、啊，十四章二十六节，这里说，人到我这里来啊，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。二十七节，
And then let's turn to Luke chapter 14, verse 26 and 27.
凡不背自己十字架跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒。所以在这里啊，如果门徒都做不上了，那怎么去天国？
So here, if we cannot even be a disciple, how can we go to heaven?
那在这里啊，主耶稣要求说，要跟从他的，要得永生的，那么就要把主耶稣放第一。
And here it tells us that for us to be his disciple or to follow him, we have to put Lord Jesus first.
那有时候我们会像这些法利赛人啊，自己有自己的标准。
And oftentimes we can be like the Pharisees and we have our own standards.
他们觉得说啊，他们会得救，因为他们觉得说他们懂道理的道理，跟他们讲一些规矩。
And they all believe that they can be saved, and they all have their they all understand in effect their truth.
啊，今天我们教会很多信徒也是觉得说啊，怎么得救啊？就是信主啊，受洗啊，得圣灵啊，洗脚礼、圣餐礼啊。
And today we ask our members, what do you need to do to be saved? And they all say, oh, you need to be baptized, receive the Holy Spirit, partake in the Holy Communion and foot washing.
这些都对啊，可是这不是全备啊。
And this is all correct, but this is not the complete picture.
啊，在这个比喻告诉我们说，他们缺少一个，就是他们没有真的没有这个心啊，真的要去天国。
And this parable is telling us that they're still missing something. They're missing that heart that truly longs for heaven.
那么我们看看我们会不会像法利赛人这些人的态度。
And we can study whether our attitude is like that of the Pharisees.
我们看一下十四章第一节。
Let's look at chapter 14, verse 1.
我们看一下这些人怎么看主耶稣。
Let's look at the Pharisees' view of Lord Jesus.
虽然这些人请主耶稣来吃饭。
That even though these people invited Lord Jesus for a meal.
啊，第一节下半段说他们是要窥探他。
The last part of verse 1 tells them that they are watching him closely.
那要看看主耶稣呢，是不是会在安息日啊？治人的病。
And they were watching him if he will heal on the Sabbath.
啊，他们已经有先入为主的观念，他们觉得说他们道理都比主耶稣还懂。
And they all have a preconception that they know more about the truth than Lord Jesus.
啊，他们觉得他们的行为比主耶稣还好。
And they believe their actions are better than that of Lord Jesus.
所以耶稣来的时候，他是来看看呢，主耶稣有没有按照他的规矩、他的标准啊来行事为人。
So that they were inviting Lord Jesus to eat so that they can see if Lord Jesus met their standards.
请问啊，他们怀那种态度，会不会把主耶稣的话听进去？
And if they have this attitude, will they listen to what Lord Jesus is telling them?
啊，表面上他们说我爱神，我爱神。
That on the outside they proclaim that they love God.
可是这个耶稣道成肉身这位神啊，他们却来是藐视他的。
But yet when God came into flesh as Lord Jesus, they despised him.
他们觉得说他比主耶稣还懂道理。
They believe they know more about the truth than Lord Jesus.
这种，我不知道他会进天国吗？这个很矛盾啊！一边说爱神，一边又恨耶稣的，找耶稣麻烦的。
And this is a contradiction. On one hand, they love God. They say they love God. On the other hand, they despise Lord Jesus. Will they enter to heaven?
所以，他们想要去天国，这种是一种，真的是一种，在他们心里面是种幻想而已啦。主耶稣就讲这比喻，跟他们讲说，其实你们说。去天国吃宴席是有福的，这个是个幻想，对他们来讲是幻想，不是真的实际可以发生的。
And this is a dream that they have that they can go into heaven, but it's not reality.
好，那我们看第二组这个客人，他们为什么会进得去？
And let's look at the second group and let's see how they can enter into the great feast.
那这个主人相当有智慧啊。
And this master was very wise.
好，他这些人不去的话，那怎么办呢？位置都准备好了。
And he said that, oh, these people are not going, but the places have already been prepared.
所以他叫仆人去这个大街小巷，在那个城里面的大街小巷去找那些贫穷的、残废的、瞎眼的、瘸腿的来。
So they told the servants to go out at once into the streets and lanes of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and lame.
啊，这些人当然会参加，因为想贫穷的去免费吃大宴席。
And of course, these people attend. These people are poor, and a feast was prepared for them. This is great.
那么在属灵上呢，这些是指的这贫穷的，就像撒该亚， 他们心灵上虽然肉体上富足，可心灵上很贫穷。
And this poor represents those who are poor in spirit, like Zacchaeus, who even though he had great wealth, but had a poor spirit.
那今天呢？这个贫穷的代表我们自己承认我心中很空虚啊，我不要用世界上的那种色情暴力啊影片来充满我的心啊，也不用金钱来充满心，我要这些充满没办法充满我的心，他们要寻找一个真正的可以充满他们的心的。
And these poor today represent those that have an emptiness in their hearts, and they refuse to allow the desires and the sins of the world to fill them, but rather they are looking for something to fill their hearts.
那第二，这残废的就是受过伤的人。
Those who are crippled are those who have a prior injury.
就是可能在打仗当中呢，还是在日常生活当中出了一些意外受了伤。
Perhaps they were crippled during the war, during a war or a battle, or they're crippled during an accident.
这残废就是在属灵上，就是人们被人他们别人的话语还是一些事情的发生他们在心灵上受伤了心灵破碎了。
And these crippled can represent someone who perhaps were hurt by other people's words, and they were injured spiritually.
他们很希望他们的破碎心灵可以得到医治。
They hope that their broken hearts can be healed.
那瞎眼的就是那些自己承认说他们不知道神的旨意，他们只知道说他们住在罪恶当中，不知道神的方向，神的道路是什么。
The blind can represent those who do not know the direction of God, but they know they are doing something wrong.
那瘸腿的就是懂道理的。可是做不出来的。
The lame can represent those who know what the truth but cannot act it out.
就像保罗说他很苦这个不该做事情偏偏去做，该做事情偏偏不做。
Paul said, "Woe is me that he does the things that he does not want to do but cannot do the things he wants to do."
他说有一种律一种力量来束缚他，所以他没法去做他想要做的好事。
That there is a law inside him that causes him to do the things that he does not want to do.
那这一些人呢？就是今天呢，如果我们有这些态度的话，因为主耶稣说病人需要医生不生病的人不需要医生的。
And if there are people like this, Lord Jesus tells them that it is the sick that needs to be healed. Those who are well do not need a physician.
好，那么看第三组这个客人。
And lastly, let's look at the third group.
二十三节。
Look at verse 23.
因为这个宴席很大，大到说把里面的那些贫穷的、瘸腿的、瞎眼的就全部请过来，还是有空位。
And this is truly a great feast. It was really big, and even with all the poor, crippled, blind, and lame, there is still space.
那主人对仆人说那你就出去，这出去是出去到城外里面去城外面去在路上和迪巴那边去找人来。
And here the master ordered the slave to say, "Go out," and this is to go out.Out of the city, to the roads and lanes.
这个路上呢，在这英文是 highway， 就是不是指现在高速公路，而是指那个很大的路。这个很大的路不是说在城里面，是从一个城市到另外一个城市那种大路。
And these roads are actually highways, not the highways we know today, but rather the larger roads that connect city to city.
那有时候这个一个城市到另外城市就是一个国家了。
And oftentimes these highways will take them into another nation.
所以这里是指外邦人。
And this represents the Gentiles.
那其实第二组客人是指那时候犹太人那些所谓妓女这个税吏那些罪人。
And the second group actually represented the sinful people, the sinful Jewish people, for example, the tax collectors or the harlots.
Sinners.
And sinners.
所以这第三组人是到了外邦
And so the third group of people, they go out into the land of the Gentiles.
那主耶稣那时代呢，他是被吩咐去在这个以色列地传福音救以色列人。
And Lord Jesus was sent as a to preach to the Jews.
后来主耶稣过世以后升天以后呢，这个福音呢才传给外邦人。
And after Lord Jesus died and resurrected, then the gospel reached the Gentiles.
那这个外邦人呢，有不是全部的外邦人都来相信。
And it's not all the Gentiles came to believe.
这里是说路上和篱笆的人。
But it is those people, along the highways.
什么样的人在路上呢？
So what are those people that are along the highways?
无家可归的。
Perhaps there are those who with no homes to go to.
还是有问题的。
Or those who have issues.
没办法回家。
That cannot go home.
还是家庭破碎了。
Or they have broken families.
还是没有钱的。
Or those who do not have money.
他们只能在路上徘徊，在别人的家外面的篱笆徘徊。
That they can only stay outside along the roads, and they stay there.
他们觉得说在世上真的是为客旅啊，这个暂时而已，不要去哪里。
That they are sojourner in the world, they have nowhere to go.
那这些人呢被邀请了，他们很愿意去，为什么？因为他们觉得说有个归属感，有一个大宴席可以吃得饱。
And these people, when they're invited, they are very eager to go because they have a place to go, a place they may call home.
所以我们其实这个比喻这三组客人呢，神就借三组客人来显现，告诉我们说怎么去天国。
And these three groups can are all Lord Jesus uses these three groups to tell us how to enter into the kingdom of God.
借着第一组客人来告诉我们说什么样的态度的人不能进去。那第二组和第三组客人告诉我们用什么态度才能进到神的国里面去。
The first group, Lord Jesus says that this is the people with this type of attitude cannot enter the kingdom of God. He uses the second and third group to say that this is the attitude we should have in order to enter the kingdom of God.
那我们现在来讨论这个第四组人，就是这些仆人。
So let's now talk about the fourth group, and that is these servants.
这些仆人相当的听命。
These servants are very obedient.
那不只听命，他们也相当有智慧。
And not only are they obedient, they also have wisdom.
我们来看这个仆人是怎么去邀请这些客人的。
Let's look at how these servants invite the people.
我们看十七节。
Let's look at verse 17.
到了坐席的时候，打发仆人去请那对所请的人说，请来吧，样样都齐备了。
Verse 17, at the time for the dinner, he sent his slave to say to those who had been invited, come, for everything is ready now.
21节。
Verse 21.
仆人说，主啊，不是，这个21节。那仆人回来，把这事都告诉主人，家主就动怒，对仆人说，快出去到城里大街小巷，领那贫穷的、瞎眼的、残废的、瞎眼的瘸腿来。
Verse 21, so the slave returned,and reported this to his master, and the owner of the house became angry and said to his slave, go out at once into the streets and the lanes in the town, and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame.
还有23节。
Also verse 23.
主人对仆人说啊，你出去到篱笆，到路上和篱笆那里，勉强人进来，坐满我的屋子。
Verse 23. Then the master said to the slave, go out into the roads and lanes and compel people to come in so that my house may be filled.
我们仔细查考的话，我们可以看到说，这个仆人对每一组客人啊，
And if we look at these servants, we can see that the servants did not had a different way of approaching each group of people.
首先对我们提到说那些法利赛人文士呢，他是用请的，请来吧。
That for the Pharisees and the scribes, he invited them to come.
因为这些人很有水准，他们很懂道理，他们已经很有文化了，所以你用勉强的方法呢，用这个。Pushy, 就是太勉强的话，他会觉得反感，说你这个人怎么没有风格啊？没有这个怎么这么粗鲁啊
？And we can say that the Pharisees and the scribes were very polite and had etiquette. Therefore, the servants cannot force them to come, but rather had to be very polite themselves.
那在这二十一节呢，圣经特别提到说要领那些什么贫穷的、瞎眼的啊、瘸腿的。
And in verse 21, the master said for the servants to bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame.
那个贫穷的通常也是没有读书的。
And those the poor are often those who have not studied.
不知道怎么去那边。
They do not know the way to go there.
那瞎眼的更不用说了，你要领他们啊，牵着他的手带他走。
And the blind, we have to lead them personally.
那这残废的、瘸腿的，你可能手还抱着他，还抬着他，去。
And a crippled and a lame, we might even have to carry these people into the great feast.
所以对他们，对这些人来讲，这仆人是用领的方法。
But here, so for these people, the servants had to bring them.
其实，如果有一些人真的不懂道理啊，就是说 不知道神的旨意啊，那真的我们要不只用言语啊，我们还要用这个耶稣的生命在我们里头啊，来做示范，来带领他们。
And oftentimes for these people today, not only do we need to use words, but we have to be like Lord Jesus and to use actions or
life of Jesus to lead them.
We have to use the life of Jesus to lead them.
那最后这个对于这个外邦人呢，是用勉强的。
And last group for the Gentiles, the master said to go out and compel the people to come in.
啊，这很有智慧啊。
And this is very wise.
这个外邦人根本对神啊毫无了解。
Because the Gentiles know nothing about God.
如果你用请的方法，他觉得说，啊，谢谢，我很忙啊，我还是有些事情我不了解，为什么这么重要要去。
That if we invite them politely, they'll probably say, oh, I don't understand anyways, why should I go?
啊，就像孩子一样啊，你会不会告诉孩子说，孩子啊，六岁孩子啊，我给你一个选择啊，你是不是要去学校呢，还是要待在家里？
It's just like speaking to a 5 or 6 year old child. Would you ask the child, would you rather go to school today or stay home?
他们不了解学校重要性，我们就勉强他去了。
And they don't understand the importance of school. Of course, we have to compel them to go.
我不知道为什么父母亲问孩子说，五六岁的孩子说，孩子啊，你要不要受洗啊？啊，你要不要去教会啊？你做个选择好了。
And I don't understand why some parents may ask like a 5 or 6 year old, do you want to be baptized or do you want to go to church today?And allow them to choose.
当然他们说我不要啊。
Of course they'll say they don't want to.
他不知道重要性，他为什么要去做？
They don't know the importance, why would they want to do it?
啊，有些很有智慧的父母亲啊，就勉强他们。
And there are,
小时候可以勉强的，可以管教的，可以带领的，你就这样勉强他们来啊。
And there are many parents who are very wise, and they would often compel or force their children to do things while they're still at that age.
哎，这个有时候有些人是反过来啊。不该勉强的时候去勉强，该勉强的时候不勉强。
And there are some people that do the opposite, where they compel people when they're not supposed to, and when they're not supposed to, they.
那些小时候就是让他们自由，让他做选择。
They allow them to make a choice, and when they're small, they give them a lot of choices.
那到长大的时候，快结婚的时候，哎，说不行，我来控制你啊，这个对方我来选。
And then maybe when they're older, we want to have a hand in their marriage, and we want to
你去哪个学校，我来选。
And where we want to have a hand in their choices, the choices they make.
你要找什么工作，我来帮你选。
Or they want to have a hand in their marriage or their school or their career.
这个他已经长大了，懂事情了，你再跟他说我帮你选，那吵架。
That they already grown up and they are responsible. If we want to force them or compel them to do something, it often leads to arguments. 啊，
所以我们可以看到说，这些仆人呢，是对那些不懂道理的啊，你就真的是啊，要勉强他们啊，鼓励他们，后来有施一些压力啊，叫他们过来。
So oftentimes, for those who do not understand the truth, we have to compel them, we have to convince them. Even times, we have to maybe force them to come.
啊，最后我们来讨论这个主人。
And lastly, let's talk about the master.
啊，这主人呢，其实代表神。我们去了解神的个性。
And this master represents God, so let us understand the nature of God.
啊，首先呢，这个神的这个主人个性呢，是很慷慨，很有爱心。
And at first, we can see that God is very open. He has a lot of love.
啊，他请人来吃这个大宴席是免费的。
That he his invitation to join the great feast is free.
他也很信实。
And he is also very faithful.
啊，时间到了，他就要差派仆人去邀请他们。
That time, the time has come. Therefore, he sent his servants to go invite the people.
啊，就像神跟亚伯拉罕这个给他的应许啊，神也照样成就了。
And just like how Abraham fulfilled the promise, just how God fulfilled the promise he gave to Abraham.
那我们可以看到说，这个主人呢，从来不灰心的。
And we can see that the master is never.Worried,
discouraged. 啊，虽然人家拒绝他，他还去找其他人来填满他的座位。
That even though people rejected him, he still went out to find others that can to fill his seat.
让大家可以去享受这个宴席的好处。
So that more people can enjoy the benefits of this feast.
你看，神创造始祖亚当夏娃。
Just like how God created the ancestors Adam and Eve.
其实就是让他享受这个大宴席，这一切都是免费的。
So that they can enjoy a great feast, that everything was free.
可是亚当夏娃犯罪以后，神还是拣选这个挪亚， 和他的子孙啊，来享受他的大宴席。
And just like when Adam and Eve sinned, God still invited Noah and his family to join in the great feast.
可是后来挪亚的子孙啊离开神了，神后来就拣选亚伯拉罕和他的子孙来参加这个大宴席。
And later on, Noah and his descendants left God, so God invited Abraham and his descendants to join the great feast.
可是后来这个子孙离还是远离神的，偏离神的。后来主耶稣来到世界上，也邀请人来参加这个大宴席。
And eventually Abraham's descendants also left God, so he sent Lord Jesus, his son, to come into the world to once again invite them.
那最后这个使徒教会堕落了，到最后神还是兴起真耶稣教会来请人参加这个大宴席。
And eventually the apostolic church was broken up, and today, God has sent the true Jesus church to invite people to come to the great feast.
神的慈爱啊，永不绝断。
And God's love is never ceasing.
他一直要拯救人，要救要爱人。
He continually wants to save people and to love people.
那这个主人相当有智慧。
So and this master is very wise.
碰到问题啊，他可以找出解决的方法。
And when there is a problem, he can find a solution.
这些人不来啊，这去哪里？他就要去哪里找一些人来。来做这些位置。
So if these people are not willing to come, where does he go to find more people?
他知道从大街小巷找那些残废的，不是普通人哦，是残废的、瞎眼的来。
And he went to the streets and the lanes to find the poor, and these are not just any person.
还是做不完，没问题，去路上去找人。
And there's still space. Oh, no problem. Just go out to find more.
那么最后这个主人呢？我们看这个。路加福音十四章二十四节。
And lastly, let's look at Luke chapter 14, verse 24.
我告诉你们，先前的所请的人，没有一个得偿我的宴席啊。这个主人也相当的公义啊。
And this master is also very righteous.
因为这个座位是有限的。
Because there is a limit to the seats.
在路加这个罗马书的十一章二十五节、二十六节那边呢、提到说等外邦的人数满了，这个。神的恩门就对犹太人开了。
And then Luke chapter 11 verse 25 it tells
不是,
Romans chapter 11 verse 25 it tells us that when the number of the Jews is filled the
Gentiles. 我们来看罗马书十一章二十五节。
Let's look at Romans chapter 11 verse 25.
弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道这奥秘，恐怕你们自己以为聪明。就是以色列人有几分的硬心。等到外邦人的数目填满了，二十六节，于是以色列家全家都要得救。我们读到这里，这里提到说啊，现在这些犹太人啊，硬心啊，不信耶稣啊，是神使他们硬心的。可是这个是等到这个外邦人的数目满了，那么这个救恩呢，就会。神会拯救这个以色列的全家。
And in these verses, it tells us that there's a hardening that has come upon the Jews, but until the number of the Gentiles has come in, then afterwards Israel will also be saved.
所以这个主人呢，是很公义的。
So the master is very righteous.
因为这个位置已经坐满的话，那你不能再请那些人来做，因为没位置给他们做了。
Because if the number of seats is already filled, you cannot invite more people. There are no more seats.
这个不是主人赖皮谎言还是不信实，主人有准备也邀请他们不来，所以主人就说那是他们的损失啊，他们不会再被邀请了。
And it's not that the master is deceitful or unrighteous, but it's because these people first rejected the invitation.
那么从这故事当中呢，我们要学习到。如果我们不要的话，我们如果重踏这个犹太人的错误这些法利赛人、祭司长的错误我们同样的会被神拒绝。
And this parable teaches us that if we reject like the Pharisees at that time, we will also end up like them.
如果我们像他们一样不爱惜这个得救的道理神就会把这个得救这个救恩呢。给其他的人和他们的子孙。
And if we do not treasure the word of salvation, he will give this word to someone else.
我们来看这个罗马书十一章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 11,
十七节
verse 17,
到二十一节
verse 17 to 21,
十七节
verse 17.
这里保罗讲个比喻
Here is another is a parable by Paul.
说若有几根枝子被折下来，你这也橄榄。得接在其中， 一同得着橄榄根的肥枝。十八节，你就不可向旧枝子夸口，若是夸口，当知道不是你拖着根，乃是根拖着你。十九节，你若说那枝子被折下来是特为叫我接上，二十节，不错，他们因为不信所以被折下来，你因为信所以立得住。你不要，你不可自高，反要惧怕。二十一节，神既不爱惜原来的枝子，也必不爱惜你。啊，在这里，这个橄榄树代表神。
And this olive shoot represents God, or olive tree represents God.
这个原来的橄榄枝子呢，代表犹太人。
The original olive shoot represents the Jews.
那野橄榄树枝子呢，代表外邦人。
The wild olive shoot represents the Gentiles.
那这些犹太人因为不信呢，被折下来。
And because the Jews did not believe, therefore their branches were broken.
那我们外邦人呢，就被接上去，得到这个恩典。
And as Gentiles, we were grafted on, and we can receive grace.
可是如果我们像这些犹太人一样啊，自以为傲啊，还是自以满足啊，被世上事情啊迷惑了，那么我们也是会被折下来，因为神都已经原来枝子都被折下来了，他都不爱惜了，哪会说爱惜这野橄榄枝子呢？
But if we were like the Jews and we become proud or do not treasure the salvation, then much like the Jews, we will also be broken off. For if God has broken off the original branches, he would not have any problems breaking off the new branches.
所以我们只能谦卑啊。爱惜感恩啊，神。
So we can only be humble and give thanks to God.
所以这个比喻啊，我们把它全部，我们就查考这五个人物。
So in this parable, we study these five people or groups of people.
首先，这三组客人告诉我们啊，怎么样做才会得救？不要做一些事情，使我们得不到神的恩典，救恩。
The first three groups of people, we studied what we need to do so that we can be saved, and what we need to avoid doing so that we will not be, not saved.
那这个仆人呢，教导我们如何来传福音给别人。
The servant tells us how we can preach to others.
那最后呢，主人，我们要了解啊，神不只是慈爱啊，神也是相当公义的。
And lastly, the master tells us that not only is he loving, but he is also very righteous.
啊，如果我们不要啊。神觉得神说没关系啊，我给别人。
And if we do not refuse to accept the invitations, it's no problem. This invitation will pass to someone else.
啊，说到最后，现在我们爱要不要呢
？So the question right now is whether we want to accept the invitation or not.
我们来唱赞美诗。
Let's sing hymn.
196首。
He sing hymn 196.